Juan, how are you feeling this morning?
You're on a mission basis here.
Are you ready for the marathon? Triathlon.
Marathon, eh?
I can edit it.
Yeah, no, I'm ready. I'm definitely ready. I've been preparing myself for the last 8 weeks.
8 weeks? Wow, how have you been preparing?
By just training. 6 sessions per week or something like that. Two and two. 2 cycling, 2 swimming, and 2 running.
Wow.
But it's not enough.
And how have you prepared mentally for the challenge?
I didn't do anything special. I think I won't prepare something.
Okay. Well, make sure to check in with us after the triathlon.
Okay. Sure.
Thanks. We have some spectators here, fans.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your role this morning in the triathlon?
I'm lap counting for Mark.
Lap counting for Mark. Maggie, that's so kind of you to wake up at 5 in the morning. How do you feel about it?
Great.
Do you have any strategy in how you're going to count the laps?
I'm planning that still. But I have time because Mark's running a bit late.
Right. I've heard that the triathlon's supposed to start and Mark isn't here.
It will start when he arrives.
Alas, it will. Thanks for checking in at Horrible Radio. 5 minutes to 6 and Mark has still yet to show his face. We're going to go over and talk again with Maggie, the lap counter for Mark. Yeah. Maggie, it's 5 minutes to 6 and still no sign of Mark. What's your thought?
I see him in the distance coming.
You see him in the distance coming? Are you serious?
No.
Anne-Marie's in the pool, ready to go. How are you feeling?
I'm terribly excited and I recognize that there are 4 hours of exercise ahead of me and I need to hold my energy, but I just can't.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And we're waiting for Mark, who seems to be late today.
But I heard he's made an appearance, so let's see when he shows up.
All right, Mark runs over. Last one to jump in the pool. We're going to get the splash. Mark's splash. Good morning, Mark.
I know, we should have started.
That was Mark jumping in the pool.
It's a friendly race.
You guys ready? Have fun.
Ready. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Okay, now we can go. And they're off. Not surprisingly, Mark takes the lead. How's everything look from your perspective, B?
Well, my perspective, it looks like it's going to be an exciting day.
Morning, at least.
Morning.
It might get very boring after everyone's finished.
Yeah, the start is always where all the action is, and then there's a long pause till it's over.
Good morning, B.
So what do you think about this triathlon?
Fantastic event. I'm very proud of being part of a community where people have a will to do this kind of challenges. I'm very happy to be here and to help them in my competence.
Allez, Ashwin, allez, on go. Keep going.
Take your time.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry. Yeah.
Breakfast at 10, Peter.
This is hungry work, I tell you. It's hungrier than being in the pool.
And we're back here at the swimming pool. The laps are being counted. We're going to check in with Maggie.
Two laps from Dominique. And 4 or 5 laps from...
Yeah, Mark is in the lead as we were expecting.
With how many laps?
You can see the smile.
This will be his 16th lap.
And how much time has elapsed?
Now we're on 13 minutes and 17 seconds.
Thanks, Maggie, for the update.
Go team mom.
And I'm here with Jorge, who's doing the next round. How are you feeling?
Nervous. I'm seeing how fast these guys swim.
Don't worry, they're the Olympic
The Olympic team, yeah, I know.
Don't think anything
about it. I'm the lazy bum team.
And how are you feeling about your athletic spirit today?
Oh, I was training for a while, but then I slowed down. But I think I'll be okay. As long as I survive, I'll be happy.
I'm sure you will survive. So I count on you being happy. And Mark's off. Go, Mark, go, Mark, go!
Go! Woo!
He cycles away.
And a slow shot down to the tracks in the dust.
Maggie, how's Team Mark holding up?
Well, he's first off on the bike, doing well.
How do you feel about that?
Very happy.
Very happy, very proud. So now we just let him go on his own. He's cycling around like a madman. All the taller people are saying, what's going on? Why is he shirtless?
Probably stop for a breakfast on the way and let the others catch up a bit and then move on.
That would be nice, you know? I mean, he came late and all. Dominic's out. Dominic's going to run by, grab his bike. I think Dominic's bike's over there. Dominic comes on out. Yeah, Dominic. Those are his footsteps. And he rides. Yeah, Dominic.
Go for it, Dominic. Go for it, Peter.
Go on, Peter.
Don't lose, Peter.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
All right. Allez, vamos.
Here she comes, here she comes, super champion. Going, Marie, go. And she's off. Going, Marie! Alright, the second round is in the pool.
Alright. This is 4
or 49,
it would be a good start now.
74?
Alright, you ready?
Yeah. Ready?
Okay. How?
Are you guys all ready?
I am ready.
On your marks, get set, go.
And they're off.
What time is it? 50. 50, is it? Is it 50? I'm going to have 48. I don't know if you are marked or not.
They come together, I can tell you.
So the cycle seat fell off, you said, when you came back, yeah?
Yeah.
And?
Well, I'm fine.
I'm glad you're fine. How is Andy?
No, Andy was okay. I mean, his saddle broke by Matrimandir. So what we did is that I gave him my bike and I cycled down to my place in Kota Karai without a saddle. Left his cycle at home and got another one. Luckily, I'd have a few. So, and then I went the other way around to try to catch up with him, and he was just coming by youth center, and we swapped, and Actually, no, we did not swap. We were going to swap, but he was quite comfortable on my Anyway, that's why the poor Andy lost a few minutes.
Okay.
I mean, he did very well.
He did very well.
He did
very well. Still doing very well. Actually, that's not the only case of the saddle falling off.
I know, it's...
In Jorge, same thing happened.
Oh.
There's his bike right there. He came back without a seat.
Oh. Well, lucky I was with Andy, because it...
Yeah.
If I had not been there, I would have to push.
Yeah.
Because you can cycle without a seat for a kilometer, 2 kilometers, three, but not 15.
Yeah. Agreed.
Especially when you have 10 kilometers running.
Ahead of you.
Ahead of you.
I agree. Well, he was very lucky to have you. Super. And Maggie, how's teamwork? How you feeling?
Good.
Good?
A bit tired.
Take a break. Plenty of tea and food over there. Woohoo!
2:47:40. Wow.
What's happened with Cynthia? She's not coming.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Did Cynthia come yet?
That's a she.
Oh, I had a really hard time. I had to stop stretching and dance on the sandy border. And in front of Peter,
you
were
not so quick
again.
After the cycle. I was really surprised.
Eh?
You looked so quick out on after the cycling. I was like, man.
Mm. It was just tang tang. Yeah, the hard time. I mean, I couldn't keep.
But the legs were totally not ready for running.
So you blasted it on the bike, huh? I
suppose. Yeah, the aerodynamic.
But I tell you, Mark was following me quite a while. I was actually impressed.
I
didn't expect him to cycle.
Your surf is fantastic.
Woo! Cynthia's coming in. How does it feel to be the champion?
So great! I'm winning every day and today again. I don't know how that is working.
Fantastic. Good job. And what was the biggest challenge you faced?
The biggest challenge?
Mm.
If you always take what there is and be happy with it, then you win the whole time. It doesn't matter if you're in pain or if you're losing a race or winning a race, or and that's the biggest challenge I find.
Mm.